coming up to 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. Well, credit card companies are sending out a warning that they may have to jack up their interest rates and also lower spending limits for clients. The reason, more people defaulting on their payments. Now, this is no idle threat. There aren't that many regulations on what card issuers can charge north or south of the border. Senator Pierrette Ringuette wants to change that. She has asked for a report into the credit card system in Canada, and she specifically wants to look at the fees that consumers and businesses have to pay to use those credit cards. And we have reached Senator Pierrette Ringuette this morning in Ottawa. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave.
Now, what made you decide to pursue this? Why is this topic important to you?
Well, first of all, there's in the last few months, there's been an increase in regards to fees charged both consumer and the business community from the use of credit cards and debit cards. And these fees have been increasing without any kind of logic to it. And of course, because we don't have any regulation in Canada, the only regulation that we have is that it is legal in Canada to charge up to 60% interest. So this is the issue, actually, that I want the Banking Senate Committee to look into, make recommendations so that we have regulation for fair interest rate and fair interchange rate, which is the fees that the business community has to pay.
Right.
So Australia has moved 5 years ago to regulate interchange fees. And if we would have those same regulations in Canada right now, the small and medium-sized businesses in Canada would save $6.7 billion.
How do you figure that?
Basis.
How do you get that number?
Well, because if you right now, the rates average in Canada it is 2%. It goes up to 3% for the business community.
Mm-hmm.
The rates right now being charged in Australia is 0.45. So there's at least 1.5% of sales value in regards to fees. And estimates are that $6.7 billion in interchange fees are higher in Canada than for the same business community in Australia for the same amount of sales.
I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier, which is that there's no real regulation, I guess, as you said, they can charge up to 60%, which sort of conjures up the biblical term usury. But why is there? Why has there never been regulation or stiffer regulation on this type of business practice?
Well, you know, the Senate Banking Committee looked into some kind of those fees a few years ago. And it was mostly in regards to, like, the payday loan issue.
Right.
It was not really dealing with the credit and debit card issue. Now, and we have to agree that in the last few years, like, for instance, the Bank of Canada rate has been decreasing. And most of the time, we saw that the Canadian banks had followed in decreasing their interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
But the momentum has changed drastically. The Bank of Canada rate has gone consistently down. It's now at 1%. But the banking community has made quite a turn. They're now increasing interest fees and other banking fees without any reason, because last night I looked at all their 2008 annual reports,
right,
and they're making billions. Like, we're looking at 2008, the banking community in Canada, the six major ones, they made a net profit of roughly $20 billion.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's wow. So, and listen, like, since November, the government of Canada has given $125 billion of taxpayer money to those banks so that they would increase the credit availability.
$125 billion?
$125 billion.
Billion?
Yes, billion.
Okay.
So, you know, like, that is a lot of money. That is, like, I'm saying that the government of Canada is now acting as the ATM machine for the Canadian bank.
I have to just call you on that figure. It sounds very high. How is the government giving banks that kind of money? In what way?
In what way?
Yeah.
The Bank of Government of Canada, in 2006, the Harper government removed regulation in regards to mortgages. They accepted 100% mortgage guarantee, no down payments on mortgage, 40 years mortgage, and so forth. But they guaranteed 100% of those mortgages to the banks. So they're caught up with the fact that they guaranteed that 100%. So now they have to buy it.
So to use your terms, this is giving in a sense. It's not an outright float like they've done in the States. I do want to come back to the whole idea of credit card interest rates.
No, because in the States also it's a question of mortgage insurance, okay?
Okay.
So it's the equivalent. But mind you, that at least President Obama in the States has put a cap on executive pay.
Yeah, that just happened.
That just happened.
Right.
We've put, like, the $125 billion liquidity that we've given out there has no condition whatsoever attached to it.
If we can come back to credit cards, which is your main point here, I'm wondering, I mean, there are numbers and numbers, and anyone who, you know, gets mail realizes that they're always bombarded with, you know, requests, you want to apply for this pre-approved card. There are different interest rates available to people. Why not just let people shop around?
Well, listen, there's aggressive marketing out there, and that aggressiveness will increase in the next few years. And you have to look at the fine lines. Like they'll market saying, well, switch your balance, and you'll pay 1.999% on the balance for the next 9-10 months.
And then after that,
well, you better beware, because okay, you'll pay 1.99 on your balance. But whatever you buy, you have to pay the full 24%.
Okay.
And they'll when you make a payment, it's a payment on your current purchases, not on your past balances.
Senator,
so
we have to.
The 1.999 can become like 40%.
We have to wrap up in just a moment. Best case scenario for you, if you could sum this up, what would you like to see in terms of limits for consumer interest charges and also those business charges?
Well, considering that right now the Bank of Canada rate is at 1%, I think that fairness in regards to interest rate would be anything between 8 and 4%. But we have to get this study moving, and I hope that Canadians will write to their MP and to government and to their senators to say, let's get going. We want legislation on this.
Senator, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Take care. That's Pierrette Ranget, and she is a Liberal senator from New Brunswick. We'd like to know your thoughts on this topic. What do you think about the rates and fees connected with your credit company? Do you think your government is doing enough to help protect your interests? Let us know what you think. 853-6636 or toll-free 1-877-222-1061. That's 853-6636 or toll-free 1-877-CBC-1061. Send your emails to infomorning@moncton.cbc.ca. It's 25 minutes after 8.